This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Washington, D.C. Here's Lynn, Murray, and Solly.
If you want to reach the boys on Twitter, please feel free at 1TimMurray. That's number 1, Tim and Murray, underscore need not apply. At Steve Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N. I am at Scott Lynn 980, L-I-N-N, right in the middle. Joining us now is Fred Siegel of FreezingColdTakes.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Old Takes Exposed. It is one of the best feeds out there. He joins us by the Quicken Loans guest hotline. Brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Fred, good morning and welcome to SB Nation AM. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
We greatly appreciate it. I know that Tim is in love with your feed. I know that I am strongly committed to your feed. You get all these generic questions, so I got to get them out of the way. But what was the genesis of this tremendously successful idea?
It was just someone using Twitter, and you came up with the idea on a whim because I use Twitter all the time. I used to use it for all my sports news, and I just saw the journalists and the reporters and the TV commentators. They would tweet things that they got right from 5 days earlier. Just like I said, 5 days earlier, I got this right. And I would say to myself, I remember this person said something and it was completely wrong. So I just decided to make it up. It was supposed to be for fun. Like it was, I didn't expect it to become like this.
You mentioned the fun part. Are there people, and we'll get deeper into this as the interview goes on, but are there people who don't take it as just a guy having fun and, you know what, I'm here to rub it in your face and everybody else is too? Or do you get, or do they get the fact that you open your mouth and people are going to want to close it for you?
There are some people who don't like it at all. Yes, a lot of people. Especially at the beginning because the following wasn't as big, so you know when the following isn't as big, it's easy to be very critical without getting a lot of retribution. And now the following is as big, people are less inclined to really openly criticize the feed because sometimes if it's really bad, if it's criticism that I think is kind of poor, I'll retweet it, and they'll have to answer to a lot of people.
At Old Takes Exposed, Fred Siegel joining us now. And how many people have blocked you? How many reporters have just said, you know what, he's not going to see my tweets?
I'd say about, it's got to be about 100.
Wow.
A lot of times I'll notice that I've been blocked by people, and you just notice it out of nowhere because I don't know if they have done it or not because you don't have a list or anything. And someone will try to send me a tweet that is from a reporter who's blocked me and I can't see it. I don't understand. Oh yeah, this person blocked me.
I think I've been fortunate enough to be retweeted by you, I think twice. Once last year with the Caps losing to the Penguins, which obviously happened. And then I did something in the NCAA tournament, Scott, where I said, of course Kentucky's going to win this game, and they ended up losing.
Kansas State game.
Yes, yes. I was like, of course. I wanted to see how John Calipari would react to Sister Jean, and of course they lost to Kansas State. So both of those tweets, Fred, I think were fed to you from probably my followers. What percentage would you say do you find the gems, and how many times do you get the gems fed to you from people around?
I'd say about 50% of the time it's sent to me because especially during real time, when a piece of news breaks, I like to tweet old tweets about it. That's when people really remember. Fans remember what people said about their team, and they'll immediately send it to me, the tweet. And a lot of times it's the same one over and over and over again that people will send to me. But I'd say about 50% now. It used to be very little. I used to have to do it all myself.
Fred, is there a staff that helps you with this? Because you do have a day job, right? You are an attorney. You have kids. You're married. I mean, you have a life. This is not, you know, this could be all consuming.
No, well, I stopped being an attorney 3 months ago.
So
I had done it for 8 years.
Wow.
It was really hard. It's really hard to do everything. It really helped with the followers sending me the tweet. That's the best. Because at that time, you know, I'd turn on my phone when I was working, and then I'd have all these suggestions right away. But yeah, it's nonstop. It never ends. Sometimes I have to put the phone down and turn it off.
So wait, the attorney stuff is over as of 3 months ago, so you are now full-timing it with the FCT stuff?
Yeah, full-timing it with FCT stuff, but there's no specific thing that's going on. I'm moving in the direction of doing a lot of different things. But yeah, so I'm not making even close to as much money as I used to make.
Yeah, I was going to say, contrary to popular belief, unless your last name rhymes with Kardashian, Twitter doesn't pay as well as a lot of people think.
No, it doesn't pay that well at all. It was a big switch because, you know, as an attorney, I was making a really good living.
Mm-hmm. What does your significant other say about this bold move as far as careers go, by the way?
Get off your phone, Fred.
What did she say about it? Well, it wasn't something I just went up to her and said, yep, I'm doing this. It was a long, long time in the making. So by the time I quit, she knew what was coming. But she knew, you know, it wasn't a surprise. But, yeah, she's supportive, but you know, the pressure's on for sure.
Who feeds the fire the most? Is it the obvious one, the Skip Bayless? I mean, who feeds you the most gems?
Skip Bayless is always – I mean, I could use him every day. But the problem with him is that the integrity factor.
Yeah.
And people don't like it to see it as much because it's too easy. Cowherd's on there a lot. He has a lot of tweets that – he has a lot of takes that are promoted by Fox Sports. So – So his takes are always on the screen. It'd be like if you guys are doing your show and like 10 takes that you guys had from the day are all posted in separate tweets. It would be much easier for me to get you guys.
At Old Takes Exposed is the Twitter feed. We're talking to Fred Siegel. What event in recent memory, I would imagine the election had to have been one where there were plenty of tweets to go back in the archives and put those gems out there. What event do you remember in recent memory that just had the best takes about it?
Oh, the best ones? Well, the election was great, but I stopped doing politics stuff in my feed. It became too big of a deal. It was too hard to handle. But the best one was 2 years ago with the NBA Finals. The Cavs went down 2-0, and everyone wrote them off. And then when they went down 3-1, everyone wrote them off. So there was just – and when it comes to the finals, you have days upon days of dead time in between the games where everybody's just talking about random things, and all they're doing is talking about the series. So there's just – it's goes on and on and on. It was unbelievable. The World Series that year, too, with the Cubs. Cubs actually had two series, I think. They went down 3-1. Or maybe the Dodgers series and then the Indian series in the World Series. Anything with a series where a team goes down by a lot and then comes back to win it, it's great. And the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl from last year where the Patriots went down 28-3. And then one. That was amazing.
Fred, no, I got to imagine.
With an event like that, sorry, Tim, I didn't mean to cut you off. Is there a greater pleasure or a lesser pleasure? Because everybody had the Patriots written off. Do you then go, maybe I should leave this one alone because everybody and their mom thought it was over? Or does it? Or do you go, no, this is a good fishing hole. I ain't leaving until there are no fish left.
Well, everyone expects me to post some. So, but what you do in that, you try to find variations. Everybody's watching the Super Bowl. So there's just so many to choose from. So you try to find variations of the wrong take. And I found like four different variations. There was one, everybody said the same joke about Tom Brady being deflated. Not everybody, but there were a lot of people saying that joke. Then there was the joke about Tom Brady being friends with Donald Trump cost in the Super Bowl. There was put in Jimmy Garoppolo at halftime. So you separate them into three different types of categories.
Scott, if the Caps do lose this, I mean, Fred's going to have – I mean, you've probably got just miles upon miles of already – I mean, we talked about it already, Fred. This show, and that made me nauseous, mm-hmm. we talked about parade routes. Modell's is already promoting Capital Stanley Cup Championship gear. So when you look at events like Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final, which the Caps could hoist the Stanley Cup for the first time ever – but you've obviously got a database. How do you keep tabs on all of your takes? Because you'll throw out that little taking notes emoji all the time, and I know a lot of people get a kick of that. So,
well, the Capitals one is something that, you know, it's tough. I'm in good shape no matter what, because throughout the years with the Capitals and Ovechkin, you know, there's so many takes about him not ever going to win a Stanley Cup, so I have to build those up before tomorrow's game and prepare them. If they lose, then I will start preparing the ones just in case. But I'll go back and look them up. I don't have that many already down. But I have search terms, and you know, there's certain search methods and techniques that I have in order to gather up those takes. I'm not going to start doing that unless they lose Wednesday. And I'll start collecting them like little by little. And then, because that's what's so great about the series. If it's a series, you have all the time in the world. Because in between games.
Fred, thank you so much for doing this. We appreciate it. We will continue to be loyal followers at Old Takes Exposed. Your personal Twitter feed is at Frizz527. We thank you, and we will continue to be loyalists to your offering.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Fred Siegel, freezingcoldtakes.com, at Old Takes Exposed.